Yes, it is.
Rachel. Yeah, this is Kyle. Yes, I'm excited.
Good, great. I'm happy to be here with you.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've got a middle school daughter, so this is kind of right in my wheelhouse, let me tell you.
Oh, great. I'm happy to hear that.
Well, Rachel, I understand you are an attorney by trade. How did you make the leap from, you know, being an attorney, going to law school, practicing, and then, you know, getting into the publishing world?
Well, my daughters basically grew up on me and went off to college, and I was kind of suffering empty nest syndrome. And I thought, well, what am I going to do with all this extra time I have on my hands since I'm not meddling in their lives anymore since they're off to college? And I thought, well, I always wanted to write a children's book. So I thought, well, I'll, you know, spend all my extra time working on this book project. And I decided to base it on my two dorky daughters, and Erin and Nikki. And what started off as what I thought was going to be a hobby or maybe at worst a part-time job blew up. The book made the New York Times bestsellers list. It ended up, you know, being picked up and published in 36 languages all over the world. So I ended up closing my law practice and becoming a full-time children's author.
Oh, my goodness.
In my wildest dreams that I think, you know, my little, you know, project just to, you know, keep my mind off of my kids being away would turn into basically a second career.
So we're on Dork Diary number 11. Now, kind of the themes that run through all of them, can you kind of, well, there's 11 of them, so I mean, you can't describe every single one of them, but obviously it's dealing with being in middle school and many of the things that happen. You know, kids aren't always so nice, your body's changing. I mean, there's a lot going on in middle school, right?
Exactly, and if you're raising a tween daughter, you probably could write a book yourself.
Yeah.
Again, the book was inspired by my two daughters. Their dad is about 6'3", 6'4". He's very, very tall, and they inherited his tall genes. So when they were in fifth and sixth grade, they were about as tall as the teacher. And by the time they got to high school, they were as tall as many of the male basketball players on the varsity team. So they were teased and bullied, and, you know, a lot of mean girls, you know, gave them a hard time because, you know, they were tall for their age and, again, taller than average. So they had to deal with that, and they were smart kids and good kids, and they did their homework, and if the teacher asked a question, they'd raise their hand and, you know, answered, and that kind of bothered some of the kids in their classrooms as well. So Dork Diaries is basically about the lives and was inspired by my two very dorky daughters, Erin and Nikki.
So you don't illustrate the books, but there are some awesome drawings and doodles and comic strips in those. That adds an awful lot to the Dork Diaries. Yeah.
And right now, I'm very lucky because after my kids went off to college and even got their own jobs in life, once we went from one book a year to two books a year, there's no way I could have done that by myself. So I reached out to both of my daughters. They both quit their jobs, and they both work for me full-time. My older daughter is the co-author of Dork Diaries now, and my younger daughter does those illustrations that you're raving about. So
really?
She is our illustrator. Yes, my two dorky daughters are now able to contribute to the Dork Diaries book series. And a lot of what teens are reading about actually happened to them, you know, in middle school and high school as well. And there's lots and lots of humor, too. So although we're dealing with bullying and mean girls and trying to fit in and find your place in life, it also contains lots of humor and lots of crazy, funny circumstances.
That is awesome. Let's talk about the movie rights. I understand the movie rights have been sold, and you might develop this into a movie series.
Yes, Lionsgate Studios. And, of course, their most popular movies would have been Twilight and Hunger Games and Divergent. They have purchased the movie option, and hopefully within the next year or two, there will be a Dork Diaries movie in theater. So we'll be able to see the world, you know, that we've been able to create.
That is so cool. Yeah, that is great. That would be awesome. Now that your daughters are older, do you ever find that you're struggling to come up with ideas? Because we're at number 11. This started in, what, 2009, somewhere around there? Yeah.
Exactly. Well, number one, I have vast amount of life experiences to pull from, because, you know, I can just look at some of the things that happened to the two of them when they were growing up. And then, of course, a lot of the book is fiction as well, but having two other people working on it with me helps to keep things fresh. So if there's a year when I'm kind of flat and not necessarily coming up with a lot of creative ideas, I have my two daughters there, and by them being younger, they're, you know, definitely able to come up with, you know, not only situations that teens and tweens would enjoy reading about. They know all the latest slang and the clothing styles and all of that. So actually, it helps make my job a lot easier, you know, having them on board helping at this point.
So, Rachel, let me ask you this, because I find out with my tween daughter that I end up being the dork. I'm the dork. She definitely thinks I'm. Were you ever the dork?
Yes, growing up. Not so much as my daughters, I would think. But, I mean, how dorky was I? Well, my dad paid a young guy to take me to prom. I didn't know it at the time, because I would have had a complete meltdown and locked myself in the closet probably. But I was, you know, very impressed that this young, handsome guy was asking me to prom. I didn't know him that well. But a few months later, I found out accidentally that my dad had basically paid him to take me to prom. So that's how dorky I was.
Oh,
you know,
my goodness. Yeah. See, we're never as cool as we think we are, Rachel. I'm finding that out.
Yeah, exactly. But I never really had problems with bullying or mean girls per se, which, you know, that was the experience that my daughters had. So I think I had it a little bit better than they did.
Well, very good. Where can we find your book? I know it's all over Amazon. The best place to go?
Yes, your local independent bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, it's all over the place, Amazon as well. So, yeah, you can find it all over.
Very good.
And then we do have a website at dorkdiaries.com that has a lot of more material from our main character, Nikki Maxwell. So if you have read the book and you want to even get more into her life in the Dork Diaries world, you can always visit our website at dorkdiaries.com.
We are visiting with New York Times bestselling author Rachel Renee Russell, author of Dork Diaries 11, Tales from a Not-So-Friendly Frenemy. Best of luck with this book, Rachel, and thanks so much for being on the radio with us.
Thank you, Kyle.